Okay, so we're going to look at this thing called the sheet, card decks of the sheet. And the first thing really is what is why are we using this? Well, we're using it really because it's a very interesting set of images that is connected to the tradition that we're studying a little tangentially, but it's based upon a principle of working in cooperation with the inner world and inner beings. What Robert Kirk, the 17th century writer, would have called the secret commonwealth. And so the pack itself is a composite pack. It's got and I'm going to go through it in a moment, and we're probably going to have to identify cards. There's a set of cards that are called the stone cards, which represents solidity, fixed structure, fixed architecture. There's a second set of about 16 cards that are called the dancers, that represent moving energies and shapes. And then there's a third section that's called the Grail deck, which has a much more direct relationship to the Grail tradition. So the sense of the fixed architecture, the flowing, and then a sense of connection to the Grail tradition is why I've decided I thought this would be quite a useful set of images for us to work with. So what I'm going to do first of all is I'm going to get you to find the particular card. So the first card I want you to find, they may be scrambled in your packs, so you might have. So this might take a little while. Is this first card called How, which is an image of a mound, and a gateway, and it's got the spiral and straight diagram. The How, okay. So just shuffle through until it.
That one.
That one.
It doesn't have the order. That's interesting, isn't it? What do you mean the order? It's the only one without a border.
Oh, right.
Well, some versions have a border, some versions don't. Right, so let's not get hung up on the detail of the cards. Just find that image. Okay. So I'm going to be a bit authoritarian as we move through this, because this is a really complex piece of work. And I need you to get the card. Have you all now found that card? Just this one card? Okay, right. Just have a look at, the card. Simply look at it. Just look at it like we looked at the other images. So really let the image affect you. And just listen to this. This is the voice of this stone card. Within me is a doorway to the land of the Shi. By following the road within, I come upon the outer land of folklore and fairy. Within me is a doorway to the land of the Shi. By following the road within, I come upon the outer land of folklore and fairy. Place that card in front of you. At a center point. However you manage to do that. Okay. And now I want you to look for this card, which is called the altar card. Right, it's like a passageway inside the mound.
I see.
Yeah, I'm showing you around.
Yes.
You're very
backlit,
we can't see anything except a silhouette.
Okay, I'll come.
Yeah. See that one, not my own.
Okay.
No.
No, that's a different card.
Doing very well here.
So, Eleanor, take it down. That's the card we want now.
Yeah.
That card.
And which one of these is the mound? Let's see. Oh, this is it.
That's the mound one. Got
Thank
it.
You very much.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, so just as before, just look at this next card. And just again, just allow the image to speak. And just hear this. On the altar of my beating heart, I fan with love the perpetual flame of sacred fire and open to all the worlds. On the altar of my beating heart, I fan with love the perpetual flame of sacred fire and open to all the worlds. On the altar of my beating heart, I fan with love the perpetual flame of sacred fire and open to all the worlds. And place that card on top of the card you've already put out. So next I want you to find this card. Called the Gate of Earth. Gate of Earth. You see? I'll come round. What I'll do is just come round you all. So this is, probably you've already got it. Okay, this is this card. This card. Got it. Gate of Earth.
Shall we see it again?
Has it got green grass in the front?
Yes, it does. It has green grass. Yep. It's Gate of Earth.
Clouds.
Clouds,
not a sunrise.
What is this called,
Ian? Gate of Earth.
Has it got like five clouds?
Yes, Gate of Earth. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Okay, so again, I want you just to look at it. Again, just allow the image to speak to you. No problem, Ellie.
Some sort of weird poker we play, isn't it?
This one, because it's green. The green is there. The green's there. I haven't got the green's there. That's it.
Okay. So just look at the image. Notice the greenness of the grass. Solidity of the gateway and sense of the clouds beyond. This is the Gate of Earth.
Through this gate I enter my body and the primal earth. Through this gate I enter my body and the primal earth. Through this gate I enter my body and the primal earth. Now place this card in the south. That way, that side.
South.
South, where you are.
Don't be different
for you. Yeah. Well, no, it's wherever the south is. Place it in the south. Okay. No, that's literally the south. We're going to do this as simply as possible, right? So otherwise we'll sort of collapse into chaos. Just there. Position it there, wherever the other card is. Okay, the next card we're going to look at is the Gate of the Dawn, which is in the east. So I'm just going to bring that around so you can see it.
Okay.
That one. That one. This one.
Yeah, that goes in the east.
And that, yeah, but at the moment we're going to look at it, then place it in the east. Yes, that's right.
No one likes a smart
class. I just wonder why.
It might be an albatross.
Seagull.
Okay, so again, just look at this card, the Gate of the Dawn. And hear this. I wake up to a new day, the first day of creation. I wake up to a new day, the first day of creation. I wake up to a new day, the first day of creation. So place that in the east. And next we look at the Gate of Stars. Gate of Stars. So this is a Trithilian with stars behind it. So I'll come around to you guys and say, gotcha. It's a Trithilian gateway with stars. Hence, Gate of the Stars.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's it, you got it. You got it. That's it. Yeah. Good. So again, just look at this card. Look at the images, see that gateway now to the stars. So just look at the image. Let the image affect you. And just hear this. I step unguarded into the deep vacuum of space and breathe the life-giving breath of stars.
I step unguarded into the deep vacuum of space and breathe the life-giving breath of stars. I step unguarded into the deep vacuum of space and breathe the life-giving breath of stars. Then place that in the north. And then finally, for this particular exercise, one last card, which is the Gate of Twilight. Okay. So this is the Gate of Twilight. Yeah. Gate of Twilight, Gate of Twilight. Gate of Twilight, Gate of Twilight. Got it. Got it.
See if we like.
Gate of Twilight, the Venus. Yeah. It will be the only gateway left. Here's the only gateway card left.
Yeah. I think we need bigger cards.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're not adding anymore. This is the last one we're adding in this book for the moment, anyway. So again, just look at the image. Look at the Gate of Twilight. Just look at the image. Let the image affect you. And hear this. Between the paths to sun-soaked mountains and dark, moist forests is another way on which I walk arm and arm with the she. Between the paths to sun-soaked mountains and dark, moist forests is another way on which I walk arm in arm with the she. Between the paths to sun-soaked mountains and dark, moist forests is another way on which I walk arm in arm with the she. Place this in the west. And just for a moment, just look at the mandala that's laid out. In the center, there is the how, the sacred mound. On top of that is the interior of the mound, where the secret fire burns, and is the doorway into many places. In the east is the Gate of the Dawn. In the west is the Gate of Twilight. In the south is the Gate of the Earth. In the north is the Gate of the Stars. So just let yourself experience that sense of this living mandala, this shape, the four gates, the outer mound, the inner mound. And again, just let the images affect you. And just hold that intention that these are the gateways. These are the ways that we will travel in this 3 years. We enter through the Gate of the Earth and the body. We enter into the mystery of the how. We come into relationship with the secret fire at the heart of our being. We enter twilight. We enter into connection with the universe, with the living stars. We manifest the new impulse. And just as before, close your eyes and get the felt sense of those images. And if you lose the sense, come back to the outer image and move between the inner experience and the outer image.